Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
To jurors at trial this summer. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Jobless claims ticked up last week, 5,000 more Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits than the week before. That was higher than projected. Analysts say the latest figures do not include the wave of government layoffs and expect those numbers will rise in the coming weeks. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
A few clouds and cold tonight with a low of 2 below. Sunny and pleasant tomorrow, becoming breezy with a high of 24. Scattered clouds tomorrow night with a low of 7. Sun to start the day on Saturday, more clouds later with a high of 30. And a few flurries early or light drizzle possible in the afternoon as the thaw begins on Sunday with a high of 40. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 2 miles per hour. And our current temperature is now down to 15 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Well, I finally found a sitter who'd stay late on Friday night, so I could do some dancing underneath the neon lights. Get out of the kitchen, you're catching up with my old man.
Beside me, like there ain't nothing wrong. Kill the light and say goodnight and turn the TV off. Act as if I don't know what it is that you can't find the words to say. Oh, baby, you could leave or you be lonely, I'd just as soon be alone. How can you say you love me? You can't even look me in the face. Stay right here or disappear without a trace. You're gone either way. I don't need to hurt from hanging on to someone who's got one foot out the door. I can't waste another minute of my love. Put out the door. Oh no. I can't waste another minute of my love. You don't love me anymore. I don't know why you're sitting here with me. We both know the truth. You're just worried about what leaving me make people think of you. It don't matter what your mama or your daddy or your preacher's got to say. You could hit that door, waste another day. What kind of difference would it make? Yeah. You're gone either way. Girl, you're gone either way.
No! that touch the fire I miss. Those kiss me eyes, your red wine lips on mine, like it used to be. Maybe I want you and you want me, and we don't have to be lonely tonight.
Need you, want you, I'm right here.
We don't have to be lonely tonight.
I know we shouldn't, but I don't care.
I won't be right, I don't wanna be strong. I just wanna hold you till the heart breaks gone. When the sun comes up, we can both move on. We don't have to be lonely tonight. I could be there in 5, one more, one last time.
Sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, after holding you all night. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. See you next summer, all the same. I bet them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line, go ahead and tell them all that. You met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer.
That away on me. Coming back. coming home to you. Hit it on up, that's a whole lot of love. Every morning as I drive to work, I love you all the way. I can't get no work done without I'm loving you all day. And when I get home to you, sweetheart, that's when loving really starts. Hit it on up, that's a whole lot of love. Twice as much on Saturdays. Round the clock, my love don't stop. It just keeps piling up. Hit it on up, that's a whole lot of love. And every morning as I drive to work, I love you all the way. I can't get no work done, cause I'm loving you all day. And when I get home to you, sweetheart, that's when the loving really starts. Hit it on up, that's a whole lot of love.
Everyone, it's time for high school basketball on the radio. Tonight, the Richland Center Hornets are at River Valley for area girls hoops action. And we have the call coming up for you straight ahead from WRCO Sports. Following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show, we'll look at tonight's schedule and we'll hear from the head coaches of tonight's game as well.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show today until Saturday. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000, and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center, your authorized Tracker Boats dealer.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
Area boys basketball games tonight. River Valley is at Prairie du Chien, North Crawford at Kickapoo, Bangor at Royal, New Lisbon at Nisita, Wonewoc Center at Cashton, and Hillsboro at Brookwood. Viroqua travels to Arcadia in girls basketball. Wazika Steuben at Hillsboro, Wonewoc Center at Nisita, Potosi Castle visits Highland, New Lisbon at North Crawford, Sauk Prairie at Reedsburg, New Glarus at Wisconsin Heights, Darlington at Cuba City, Fenimore at Mineral Point, Southwestern at Riverdale, Dodgeville at Lancaster, Prairie du Chien at Platteville, and coming up tonight on the radio, Richland Center at River Valley in girls basketball.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Richland Center girls coach Jeremy Cooey joins us on WRCO. Well, coach, a nice win the other night. What kind of put you over the top in that victory?
The other night, the girls just dug in. You know, we played a complete game again. I mean, we fell behind just a little bit, but, you know, chipped away and then kind of took over in the second half and did what we needed to do, just kind of continue to work the ball into the paint and get the buckets where we need around the basket.
Again, you persevered because you were down in that game, trailed at halftime by a little bit, and then made a good push in the second half, didn't you?
Yeah, I could definitely do without the lack of scoring in the first half where we find ourselves down, but it's nice to see when the girls can just, you know, dig their heels in and fight back, just, you know, point at a time, 2 points at a time, and just continue to work forward.
I had to think that, you know, had you not won that previous game, I'm not sure if you would have won the Boscobel game. I think sometimes it's learning how to win, and I think you guys showed a little confidence down the stretch, didn't you?
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things we've talked about as coaches is just kind of getting over that first hump with the Viroqua game. And, you know, like you said, the girls got to learn how to win. And, you know, being down doesn't mean that you're out. And knowing that until that final buzzer goes, I mean, you know, you still got a shot and you should continue to play hard. And that's what we're starting to do. So excited to see what the girls are doing here at the end of the season.
Well, tonight, River Valley, it's always an important game when the Hornets play River Valley, isn't it?
Yep, I'm being first-year coach, you know, learning more about the rivalry. You know, we'll just call it the crosstown rivalry, I guess. But the kids enjoy it. The kids get up a little bit more for it. So definitely important game for us to go in and win and finish our season strong.
Knowing what you know about River Valley, having played them once, what do you think you have to do if you're going to get this victory here tonight?
We just have to go out and play ball. We can't control what they're going to do. We got a pretty good idea what they're going to come out and come at us with. The definite advantage I believe that we have this time is, you know, we have three girls in the lineups to start that, you know, we didn't have last time when we played them. So definitely be a changeover in our team and the makeup, and, you know, be able to take that and go at them with full strength, or just about full strength, I should say.
You know, I had to think about that because your last time you played them, you were a different team, and I think they were too. So really looking at old film probably doesn't help you that much, does it?
You know, it's good to kind of see, you know, what they're going to bring. And, you know, the things that they did well against us, obviously expect them to try that again. But in addition, you know, being able to take a look at some of their games they've had in the recent weeks and kind of have a good idea of what they're going to bring to the game tonight.
Well, your senior Carly Meaden had a great game for you the other night, and you really need that kind of leadership in the next couple of games, don't you?
We do. Carly's she's definitely our leader on the court. And also, I mean, she just nailed it from the free throw line the other night. I mean, 11 of 12 in a game and putting up 22 points was a great way for her to finish her last home game at Richland Center.
Yeah, this is a road game, but it's almost like a home game being that it's so close, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty nice. I mean, we went, you know, we had hour plus ride in the snow to Platteville last Friday, and we had to go to La Crosse on Tuesday, and the girls are trying to figure out why we're leaving the school so late to jump on the bus when you only got about a 30-minute drive across town. So be a nice short ride and get home early tonight.
And you mentioned, you know, injuries. You're about back to full strength. How are you looking for tonight as far as the lineup?
We're pretty close. We're going to be down one that we know of right now, so but outside of that, you know, we've been game planning. We had a nice practice yesterday, and I'll be ready to come in tonight.
Sounds good, Jeremy. Good luck as you get ready for River Valley.
Thanks, Phil.
That's Jeremy Cooey on WRCO Radio Sports.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater, and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
River Valley girls basketball coach Joe Woodhouse joins us. Joe, does it seem like it should be this late in the season?
No, it seems like it's flying by here, especially recently and stuff like that. So second semester starting at school and trying to get things rolling, and weather doesn't seem like winter either sometimes here. So
no, it doesn't. So you play Richland Center again. Do you look at it as both teams maybe a little bit different than the first time you met?
Yeah, it looks like they've been playing well recently and stuff like that. And, you know, we're always, you know, our goal is to be the best we can be and keep improving as the season goes on. I think just like any other team and stuff like that, then I'm sure it's always a rivalry between Valley and Richland Center. So,
and I think they've got most of their players back. What's your lineup going to be like? Are you pretty healthy for tonight's game?
Yeah, we're pretty healthy. We've had sickness go around like the last 2 weeks or so and stuff like that, but everybody's been here the last few days and stuff like that for school, so we'll be should be good to go tonight.
I haven't had a chance to ask you about the tournament, but what did you feel about your draw for the WIAA postseason?
Yeah, no, it's always different with electronic seating and stuff like that. You kind of never know where you're gonna end up and stuff like that. I figured we might be like 6 or 7 and stuff like that, and you know, I'm happy with where we end up, and it doesn't matter anymore anyways. Everybody's 0-0, and you gotta, you know, play your best to advance no matter who you're playing at the end of the year. So
where do you think the team has improved in the most from the start of the season until this point, Joe?
Really everything. Just you know, we've played hard all year and stuff like that. That's something, but now they're really starting to kind of how to understand and do things, play basketball the right way, take care of the ball, make good decisions, work hard offensively and defensively. And that's really what, you know, we've been happy with this year, is just the growth that the girls have made all around and everything we've done, and their attitudes have been great. We've, you know, pushed them in the weight room too all season and stuff like that, and you know, they've had great attitudes and have worked hard all year and done everything we've asked for them. So
you have scheduled time each week in the weight room for the girls?
Yeah, we lift twice a week, and that's scheduled right into our practice schedule. So
and have you seen the dividends of that?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's, you know, that's the biggest thing, is we want to be our strongest at the end of the year. We have a vertical jump mat where we're able to measure their vertical jumps every week and stuff like that. So, you know, that's been, you know, they've been getting stronger with their lifts and jumping higher on their vertical jumps is what we want to see. And, you know, so we're physically better athletes at the end of the season than we were to start. So
for tonight's game and the next week in the tournament, what kind of game best suits River Valley? Like the up and down game, or the, you know, half court game, or what best suits you?
No, we want to play fast and things like that. That's really been something we've tried to reinforce all year and stuff like that. That we want to push the pace, make it an up and down game and stuff like that. But you know, we've really evolved as the season has gone on as well and stuff like that, where we've been able to run better half court offense as the season's gone on, and our kids have just developed their skills with girls in the post doing a better job posting for position, girls doing a better job attacking the paint, playing off of two, and really kind of understanding how to play half-court offense too. So,
anything special going on for tonight's game, the last regular season game?
Yeah, we have senior night tonight. So,
can you say a little bit about your seniors?
Yeah, no, they've been great. We got 5 seniors, Lexi DeVinny, Karina Osborne, Grace Morey, Lucy Spahn, and then Mackenzie Woodhouse. So it's, you know, my first year coaching them, you know, besides my daughter, obviously, and stuff like that. But they've done everything I've asked from them and have really bought into kind of changing the culture and changing the expectations, really, with girls basketball. And, you know, they weren't afraid. You know, when I got the job, they knew it was going to be a challenge this year. I was going to push them and, you know, work with them to become better basketball players and, you know, really push them and challenge them as the season goes on. And they weren't afraid of, you know, those expectations and those changes in culture, and have really bought in and kind of helped take us a step forward from where we've been in the last few years with girls basketball. And it's been a great first senior class for me here.
Awesome. Good deal. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck here the rest of the way this season, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
Joe Woodhouse, River Valley girls coach on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From River Valley High School, hello everyone. Welcome to girls basketball tonight. It's senior night, as Joe Woodhouse mentioned. They've honored the five seniors with a special pregame ceremony. River Valley was a winner in the JV action tonight, 39-21. Here in the varsity action, River Valley tries to win for a second time on the season against Richland Center, and the Hornets try to avenge a 54-33 loss to River Valley back on January 17th. We'll have more about tonight's game coming up from our VHS on WRCO Radio Sports.
It wasn't cheap, but it's what you've always wanted. Comfort, convenience, and all the toys. Of course, we do live in Wisconsin, home of big deer and big snow. Four-Way Auto to the rescue. Located on Highway 14 near Spring Green, you receive the service and experience you need to make sure your ride is looking its best. Need to store something? Four-Way Auto can help with that as well. See Ed for affordable body service, 24-hour towing and storage, 588-7558. Four-Way Auto, Spring Green.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarre lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarre and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Welcome back to the River Valley High School Gymnasium. Good crowd on hand as always when these two teams meet. And always special when you have the band here. Matt Snow and the Pep Band will be providing the national anthem here in just a moment. Hornets come in at 2-21, 0-9 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. River Valley 11-12, one short of 500. Coming into the last game of the regular season, they are 3-6 in the league. Right now, our national anthem. Pep Band under the direction of Matt Snow with tonight's national anthem. We'll have more from River Valley High School in a moment. Area girls basketball is next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
A senior
The lights are off here at River Valley High School as they introduce the starting lineups here for the River Valley girls during this special night. Starting tonight for the Richland Center girls basketball team. Again, they'll be playing without Ella Weiss tonight, who continues on the injured list. Kylie Burns, who is a senior. Also, Reagan, I should say a sophomore. She wears number 12. It's dark. Okay, Reagan Shep, who is wearing number 15, a freshman. Number 20, J.C. Gander, a freshman. Number 23, Carly Meaden, a senior. Number 35, junior, Jory Schultz. For River Valley tonight, Elizabeth starting tonight. I should say it is Karina Osborne, number 1, who is a senior. Mackenzie Woodhouse, number 3, a senior. Alexis DeVinny, who is a senior, wearing number 12. Number 13, senior Lucy Spahn. And number 15, senior Grace Morey. Those are the starters tonight on senior night. And the tip is controlled by River Valley. One other way, Osborne drives down deep, lays it up short, gets her own miss, powers back in, no good. Rebound by Gander of Richland Center. Back the other way. Off it goes to the near side, Meaden to Shep. Down to Gander. Gander drives baseline, takes a shot, no good, but a foul call. So the foul will be marked on River Valley, first foul of the game. And that'll be on number 12, Alexis DeVinny. It's nice when you have a senior night, you have five seniors, and you can start them as Coach Joe Woodhouse did tonight. And it's not really a stretch. These girls have started most of the season off and on. Free throw is missed. One more coming up. This one in the air, and that one is good. And Richland Center is on the board. 1-0. Richland Center falls back on defense. Karina Osborne brings it. Bounces it off to Morey on the near side. Back to Osborne. Far side, DeVinny. Looks for a cutter through the lane. Gives it back to Osborne. Now DeVinny, left wing. River Valley running overload right in front of the Hornet bench. They'll reverse it. Woodhouse on the right wing. Cross court picked off by J.C. Gander. Gander lays it up at the other end, and it is good. 3-0. Richland Center with a start here at River Valley. Less than a minute into the game. Woodhouse into the front court, cross court. Gander knocked it away, and there is a foul called as she bumped into Karina Osborne. That'll be the first Richland Center foul. River Valley will have the ball on the out-of-bounds line right in front of the scorer's table. Pass comes into DeVinny. Back to Osborne. Osborne to DeVinny. She'll shoot a three from the deep corner on the way, and no good. But for Woodhouse gets the rebound, flips it to Morey, back to DeVinny. Left side, Osborne shoots a three on the way. Good, and we are tied. Three apiece here at River Valley High School. No pressure in the backcourt. Now a little as Osborne comes up to meet Carly Meaden as she takes it across the timeline. Fires off now to Schultz. Throws it down low. Burns backing in. Turnaround shot on the low post. No good. Shep chasing down the rebound. It's knocked out of bounds off of Lucy Spahn of River Valley. Richland Center basketball tied at 3. Meaden will be the inbounder. Carly had 22 points the other night in that win over Boscobel. Pass comes in play and driving and getting tied up is Kylie Burns. Hornet basketball on the out-of-bounds line right along the baseline. And Carly Meaden will put it in play. Finds a person in the corner. Schultz back to Gander. Now back to Meaden, deep corner. Back to Gander. Hornet set it up. Reverse it now to Shep. Right side to Burns. Kylie off the screen, brings it back to Gander near the top of the key. J.C. drives, little light of day. Shot is no good, but a foul call. And J.C. Gander goes to the free throw line already for the second time in the game. This is on Grace Morey, her first. So going to the free throw line, taking a look in the air for Gander, and it is no good. She will get one more. Gets the ball from the official as the gym quiets. Almost like calling golf here when it gets this quiet. There it goes. Free throw on the rim, and it walks in. Gander, 2-4 from the line. Richland Center leads 4-3. River Valley into the front court. They'll set it up. Osborne, top of the circle. Whips it over to Morey, right wing. Now back to Woodhouse. They'll reverse it. Far side, DeVinny. Back to Woodhouse. Woodhouse just across the half-court line. Looking, now fires it back to the left side. River Valley working it here. Right side to Morey, into DeVinny. Posting up, drives to the baseline. throws it back inside to Woodhouse, knocked away by the Hornets, and a jump ball call. Turi Schultz ties up with Alexis Davini, and the arrow points to River Valley. Into the game for the Blackhawks, number 23, Ellen Myers, and number 4, Heidi Hegland. 15:48 remaining in the first half, 4-3 Richland Center. Woodhouse puts it in play. It's caught there by Myers. Myers turns in. Nothing. Throws it back to the corner. Three on the way, and it is good for Alexis Davini. River Valley with two trays in the game, and they lead 6-4. Hornets bring it across the timeline. No problem. They'll get it to Burns, and Kylie walks it over to the right side. Fires a pass to Schultz. Jory backs off to the corner. Now drives. Throws it inside. Knocked away by River Valley. Davini fighting for the ball with Burns. Jump ball, and that's going to Richland Center on the arrow. So the Hornets will have it on the baseline. Carly Meaden will be the inbounder. 6-4 River Valley. Meaden brings it in play. It's Jory Schultz in the deep corner. And the Hornets continue around the perimeter. Now to Meaden, near side, back to Gander. JC had a drive, back to Carly Meaden. Meaden off a screen, all the way to the free throw line, fires off to the right side. Now moving and grooving down low is Jory Schultz. Reverse try on the way, no good. Shep put back, no good. Rebound by Jory Schultz. Dribbles out to the corner for the Hornets and sets it up. Right side, Shep over to the corner. There's a three try for Burns. In and out. Gets her own miss. Follows her shot well and is tied up on the putback. Ella Myers got a handle on it. I think maybe Alexis Davini as well. And the arrow points to River Valley. 6-4 Blackhawks early on in the ball game tonight. Filney with you live from River Valley. And the Blackhawks set up shop here on the right side. Woodhouse moves, fires it back to Osborne. Now to Woodhouse. Around to the far side, Davini, and a 3 seconds call. Blackhawks getting caught in the lane. Want to give a shout out to our old buddy, Mr. John Peterson, listening in tonight. Wish he was here. I really do. Yeah, we miss him. But hope to see you real soon there, Johnny boy. Hornets bring the ball up court. Going to throw it to the inside and out of bounds. Unforced turnover. And River Valley will get it back. Need John here to help me carry my stuff. Thanks for listening wherever you are tonight. Ball comes in play for Karina Osborne. Osborne back to Hegland. Now lobs it over to Davini on the left side. Back to the right side, Woodhouse. Woodhouse, right wing, makes a move. Fires it back to Osborne. Good defense by the Hornets. Staying in that 2-3 zone, pressuring the shooters. Pass to Hegland, knocked away by Gander. Picked up again by the Blackhawks, and they'll start it going back the other way. Osborne, top of the circle, stops. Fires to Davini. Davini now to Hegland. Fires to the paint, and then the turnaround shot by Osborne, no good. Rebound by Reagan Shep of the Hornets. Shep with the outlet pass. Here is Meaden. Meaden to the right side, back to Shep. Open for the wing, down to the corner. Gander from the corner, three-pointer no good. Rebound pulled down by Burns. Kylie to the corner. Jory Schultz fakes, now takes an 18-footer for two, no good. Foul called on the shot, or maybe after the shot. We'll see what the determination is. That'll be on Heidi Hegland. Foul on the floor. That's Richland Center's ball out of bounds. River Valley's third foul. So Carly Meaden looks to put it in play and does. Caught by Kylie Burns. Burns drives baseline, is cut off, backs off to the corner, knocked away, out of bounds. Good hands by Woodhouse, playing some good defense. It'll come back to the Hornets on the baseline. Meaden instructing everybody to clear out a little bit. And Carly will inbound the ball. Whips it in. Burns on the wing. Back to Meaden. Meaden throws it now to Schultz. Jory on a drive. Dumps it down low. Burns in the lane. Shot up. Blocked by Myers. Ella Myers rejects it. Back it goes to Osborne. Over to the left side, Davini. Davini back to Osborne. Cross court knocked away by Meaden. Carly Meaden gets a steal. Going for two. Lays it up good with a left hand. Carly Meaden's first basket, and we are tied at 6. River Valley basketball. Blackhawks setting it up. So far, River Valley's points have all been from beyond the arc. Hegland in the lane, back to Davini for 3 on the way. Good. second triple for Alexis DeVinny, and River Valley leads it by a score of 9-6. Meeden across the timeline for the Hornets, dumps it off to Gander. Deep corner, J.C. drives, takes a shot. Myers blocks it again. But DeVinny dribbling on the end line, I believe. Let's see. No, they're going to say it was off of Gander. It will be River Valley basketball. Hornets drop back. No backcourt pressure. And River Valley will put it in play. 12:27 remaining in the first half. 9-6. River Valley. DeVinny, left wing, holds the ball, brings it back to Hegland. Hegland looking, bounces it into the free throw line area, and then back to DeVinny. Three on the way from the wing, no good. Rebound on the weak side, pulled down by Jory Schultz. Schultz with the outlet pass. Meeden up ahead to Shep. Fast break, left-hand lay-in, good! Nice job right on the floor for the Hornets, and their freshman, Reagan Shep, makes it a one-point game. 9-8, River Valley ball. Hegland brings it over to the right side. Woodhouse bounces it into Hegland, back to Woodhouse. They'll switch directions, and 3 seconds called on River Valley. Caught in the lane. And Coach Woodhouse getting an explanation over there. The Hornets will put it in. Looks like River Valley has moved up its pressure. Going to take it full court. We'll have some early scores in just a moment from the Filney flip phone. J.C. Gander takes it across timeline, and she'll drive. Gives it off to Meeden just up for the baseline. Carly around the screen, lost the handle, picked up now on the near side by Schultz. Jory drives over near the bench, throws it weak side, picked off by Hegland. Hegland takes it the other way, and Heidi across the timeline, stops, whips it to DeVinny. Alexis back to Woodhouse, just across the half-court line. DeVinny on the wing, back to Woodhouse. River Valley leading by 1 point. Pass comes to the lane. Osborne turns in from the high post. 15-footer no good, but a foul call. And she will go to the free throw line. So Osborne will take a look, her second free throw chance tonight. Addie Board will be in the game in just a moment for Richland Center. So Osborne gets the ball from the official. Takes a look here at free throw number one, and it is good. That'll give River Valley a two-point lead at 10-8. Addie Board is in for J.C. Gander. Mr. Fabulous back at the controls tonight. Our high school basketball season and wrestling winding down. Free throw on the rim, and no good for Osborne. It's rebounded by Richland Center's Jory Schultz. Carly Meeden will walk it up the timeline, gives it back to Jory across half court. Jory fakes one way, throws near side, picked off by Osborne. Carino with a steal, brings it, fires it. Woodhouse, ball fake, now drives a little closer. 10-footer, won't go. Rebound pulled down by Board. Woodhouse rips it away, and a jump ball called, and Board is injured on the play. So Addie Board in the lane area did not get up after a collision there. So they will check on her well-being. And the trainer Kyle is out, and Coach Woodhouse as well. So she will head off the floor, and the Hornets will hustle Jasmine Hazelrig into the game. And we'll get it back to going here in a moment. 10:45 remaining in the first half. 10-8, River Valley. Southwestern leading Riverdale 22-15 first half girls basketball. Boscobel, Iowa Grant tied at 12 early on. Platteville leading Prairie 11-9. That's a ball game in the conference before first place. Hornets break the press down to Shep, and she is going to be fouled on a shot attempt. Ella Myers going for the block and called for the foul. So that will go against Ella. That'll be her first ship at the line. Free throw is good. She's got 3 points. Brings it to within 1 point tonight. 10-9 the score. Second one on the way. That one is no good. And the rebound by River Valley. Karina Osborne brings it out across the timeline. Takes it over to Woodhouse on the left side. Down to the corner. Around the wheel it goes. Hegland just up from the free throw line. Throws to DeVinny on the left wing. back to Woodhouse. Woodhouse drives, throws it near side. Osborne, ball fake. Brings it back to Woodhouse. Left side, DeVinny for a rainbow three on the rim, and it walks in. Alexis DeVinny has three of those tonight. 13-9, River Valley. Hornets break the press up to Shep. Shep to the baseline is cut off. Whips it back now into the high area near the half-court line, and the Hornets step in the backcourt. It's over and back. It will be River Valley ball here on the near side. Into the game for River Valley, number 21, Bella DeVinny. Blackhawks will have the ball at the half-court line. Looks like we even have a couple of finals already tonight. How does that happen? I guess some teams maybe with no JV. Ball goes to the high post. Osborne, turnaround, got it. The bank is open, and Osborne nails a shot for two. That makes it 15-9. Richland Center with the ball, weaving it up across the half-court line. Hazelrig with the basketball, has it knocked away, now gives it back. Caught there by Schultz, down to the corner. Meaden, Burns gives it back to the far side, and Schultz down to Meaden. Three-pointer from the corner, on the way, no good. Rebound Osborne, and there's a foul called on Reagan Shep. That is the second foul on the Hornets. Girls' final, New Lisbon, 48, North Crawford, 34. And Nisida beats Winnewaukee Center, 49-32. That's in girls' basketball. That's a final. River Valley basketball. Hegland kicks it out. Here's a three on the way for the Blackhawks. No good for Bella DeVinny. Rebound Ella Myers. And Myers flips it back out across the rim. It goes to the right side, down to the baseline. On a drive, DeVinny. Bella shot, no good. And a jump ball between Myers and Schultz, and River Valley will keep it on the arrow. 15-9 ball game score. Timeout taken. Good place for one here. About halfway through the half, taken by Richland Center. 15-9 Blackhawks on WRCO and WRCO.com.